The use of biological weapons by Imperial Japan in China during the Second World War was long denied, but is now well documented. Even so, there was a historic development concerning it yesterday in a Tokyo district court. The court ruled that Japan did in fact conduct germ warfare, but it stopped short of awarding compensation to the Chinese victims who'd brought suit. At issue were the activities of Japan's Unit 731 in the 1940s, activities which included spreading bubonic plague and cholera. Historian Sheldon Harris has written about what the Japanese Army did and how the U.S. helped to cover it up. Professor Harris, first, how extensive was the Japanese germ warfare campaign in China?
Unbelievably widespread. Actually, the Japanese Imperial Army began investigating germ warfare as early as 1930. And as soon as they occupied Manchuria in 1931-32, they established a series of bases to using Chinese prisoners primarily, but Koreans and others, for human experimentation. They tried germs from anthrax, glanders, plague, yellow fever, just from A to Z. And, of course, these were humans. Sometimes they were vivisected while they were still alive.
Well, how significant is it, then, that a Japanese judge has ruled that this both happened and that it happened on orders from Tokyo?
A breakthrough. Litigants yesterday got about 95% of what they really wanted. I was shocked that the court went as far as it did, because we have a history of about 40, maybe 50 years of litigation, and the Japanese courts have always supported the government's position. They didn't know anything occurred. So this is the first time a court admitted openly that there was a unit, 731. Actually, there were dozens of units like 731, although 731 was the largest, that thousands were killed in laboratory experiments, that hundreds of thousands were killed in field experiments.
Professor Harris, can you explain, why was the United States party to concealing the history of Japan's germ warfare campaign?
Well, we discovered that the Japanese were engaged in germ warfare experiments about middle of 1942. We did not have a program until then. We were afraid of the Germans, not the Japanese. But then when we discovered what the Japanese were doing, we began a very extensive program of our own. But we were not, of course, allowed to use humans or involuntary humans in our experiments. When we discovered that the Japanese were using humans, it was like nirvana.
You mean nirvana of data is what you're saying?
That they could really get human experimental details, which they could match with their animal experiments.
So the trade-off was the Japanese data in exchange for American silence about what the Japanese had done?
We hid it all in intelligence files rather than give it to the Tokyo War Crimes Tribunal. Not one of the principals was ever indicted, let alone tried or convicted.
But is this understood by the Japanese public, despite the government's denials that it in fact happened?
No, unfortunately, it's not. The average Japanese doesn't even know anything about World War II. It's been totally covered up. The rape of Nanking is barely mentioned. Everything is glossed over that's negative. Japan was a victim. Japan tried to liberate East Asia, and instead the atomic bomb affected them. They were the victim. And so the average Japanese person, if he knows anything about World War II, it was a sad time. And that's about it.
Professor Harris, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Sheldon Harris is Professor Emeritus of History at California State University, Northridge, and the author of Factories of Death, Japanese Biological Warfare and the American Cover-Up.